Checks.com.
Baby, I'm yours. Bob Lewis on KBLA. It's now 808 KBLA with a Rolls-Royce time. The Hullabaloo Rock and Roll Showplace of the World presents the happening sound of the sea. Coming to the Hullabaloo as a special attraction this Sunday and Monday only. Join the great Neil Diamond headlining the Christmas week. Neil Diamond plus this Sunday and Monday only, the sea. The Hullabaloo is open every night for Christmas vacation with a spectacular New Year's Eve show starring the Standells and the Sir Douglas Quintet. Get your New Year's Eve tickets now and don't miss Neil Diamond and the Seeds at the Hullabaloo Sunset and Vine in Hollywood.
KBLA Instant Weather.
Well, Los Angeles, look for variable high cloudiness tonight through Monday with mostly sunny days. Little change in temperature, overnight low 54. Tomorrow's high near 77. The APCD predicts light smog along the south coast of the basin tomorrow. And currently, Los Angeles is 68, the valley 70, and the beach is 62. Monkey time is any time on your humble hive show. How about it, brother and sister? You really a believer? Yeah, me too, I guess. I hope so. 812 KBLA with a Rolls-Royce time over Southern California.
Hi, this is Sonny.
And this is Cher.
And we would both like to invite you at the sound of the Rolls-Royce horn to be one of the first 15 to call the Super Lines and become a finalist in the KBLA Super Rolls-Royce Contest.
And we'll be seeing you at the Gooby Party at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium December 20th as we give away the KBLA Rolls-Royce.
Now keep it on KBLA for the sound of the Rolls-Royce horn.
See you there.
Super 15 KBLA.
Saturday night in Los Angeles, his soul brother, kicking up a fuss. We'll kick up a bigger one, too, before the night is through. Beyond turning it on sale, reach out, baby, for me. I'll always be by your natural side. 8:15 in Los Angeles when the Rolls-Royce time. Brother Harvin, the start of something big on a Saturday night. With the seeds sprouting high, wide, and handsome, look out, baby. I mean to tell you, this one's a winner. Got it in the grooves. The Farmer, from Sunday night to Bakersfield. Mr. Farmer, great side of the seas, baby, on KBLA. I got 8:18 when a Rolls-Royce time on a Saturday night.
KBLA Super Weekend.
On a KBLA Super Weekend, the big-time band of Mongo Santa Maria and Waddy Melon Man. Mongo Santa Maria. With a name like that, baby, he's gotta be a winner. Jimmy Duffin takes you down a boulevard of broken hearts. I've passed this way before, brother. You can bleed that down to your boots. 823 KBLA when the Rolls-Royce time, and I got Southern California. What do you got?
Humble heart
blows your mind.
My sweet baby, look out now. Saturday night and everything's righteous. The minstrel genius up and at him. Bring us the plan for Saturday night. Ready to pick up on it, baby? I know I am. Everybody must get started. Well, that's one way to get out of the senior in, isn't it? 826 KBLA with a Rolls-Royce time in Southern California.
Super 15 KBLA.
Take a full measure, please. And a dozen bagels. 11 spoonful on a Saturday night. Don't bet on it, baby. 11 spoonful on KBLA. Humble Hog. Doing his number. At 829 KBLA with a Rolls-Royce time in Southern California.
KBLA Super Weekend.
What do you expect, Marcus Hook, Pennsylvania? Terrific. And your miles. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Burbank, you're listening to a Super Weekend where you're hearing your favorite all-time oldies on the Harvey Miller Show from
Super 15 KBLA.
Who'd he say? What'd he say? 8:31 in Los Angeles, that's what he say. Humble high behind a
spinning wheel.
Information.
At 8:33, this is Bert Scott. For your information, James Francis Cardinal McIntyre, Archbishop of the Los Angeles Roman Catholic Archdiocese, underwent eye surgery in Los Angeles today. Doctors at St. Vincent Hospital say the 80-year-old Cardinal is in very good condition following surgery to correct a detached retina. They say they expect Cardinal McIntyre to require 2 to 3 weeks to recuperate before resuming his regular schedule. For your information, the ultra-right wing John Birch Society is celebrating its 8th anniversary this month, and the Birch's founder and leader, Robert Welch, is charging that the Johnson administration has been deliberately prolonging the war.
We believe that the administration is not fighting this war with any will to win, and that it's being at war primarily for the sake of being at war because of the benefit this gives the administration in trying to bring about various progressive, if you want to call them that, political moves.
KBLA News has informed John Birch Society membership has gone down from 1,000 new members a month last year to 450 new members a month this year. Actress Dinah Merrill and actor Cliff Robertson will be married Wednesday at her mother's home in Washington, D.C. Miss Merrill is the daughter of Post serial heiress Mrs. Marjorie Merriworth Post. Robertson won an Emmy Award for his performance in the television drama The Game, in which Miss Merrill also appeared. Funeral services have been held for two leading Southland men, actor-director Richard Worf and former state assemblyman Montable Burke. The 60-year-old Worf has distinguished himself as an actor on Broadway and in films before he turned to directing, died Wednesday of a heart attack. Funeral services were held in Beverly Hills. This is KBLA Information.
For some people, a golden year means a year of retirement, taking it easy somewhere under a warm sun. For some people, that's fine, but not for everybody. There are others with experience and know-how that someone else needs. And that's why some retired Americans, many of them married couples, have joined VISTA, Volunteers in Service to America. It's part of the federal government's war on poverty. These VISTA volunteers go live in some area where opportunity is a strange new word. And they help in lots of different ways to make things better. Each VISTA volunteer gets his expenses paid, plus $50 a month saved for him. That goes double, of course, if both husband and wife are volunteers. It isn't easy, not anywhere near as easy as sitting down and soaking up sunshine, but it's a lot more satisfying. Find out about VISTA. Write to V-I-S-T-A, Box B, Washington, D.C.
Have a real
golden year.
The Defense Department has announced the order an additional 40 million pounds of napalm from the United Technologies Center in Redwood City. A company spokesman says the new contract extends through March. Under the original contract, the company supplied the armed services with 100 million pounds of napalm. Well, heavy fighting developed in the central highlands of Vietnam today as U.S. forces sought to destroy a large communist force. The communists estimated between 400 and 600 men were trying to evade units of the 1st Air Cavalry Division moving against them on three sides toward the South China Sea. The communists were flushed Saturday, and after an all-day fight, broke off contact. But the bitter fighting resumed at dawn as U.S. troops drove into entrenched Red positions. American losses were described as moderate. In the northern provinces, United States Marines carried out a number of sweeps against hit-and-run bands of the Viet Cong, killing 23, and B-52 bombers blasted communist positions in the demilitarized zone. Former presidential aide Arthur Schlesinger charges that Washington hasn't really tried to settle the Vietnam War. Schlesinger says the first step is for the United States to taper off the bombing of the Red North Vietnam, and tells KBLA News from New York City.
I don't think Hanoi is interested in coming to the peace table for a number of reasons. One of them, disappointment is for previous exercises of negotiation. Another is that we have proposed no terms to them which accept the demand for their unconditional surrender. The point is we haven't made any serious negotiating proposals.
A bomb exploded on the main floor of the St. Louis Airport Terminal tonight. There are no injuries reported. A janitor had found the bomb concealed in a shoebox and called authorities.
KBLA Sports.
A look at sports right now. The National League Pro Football, Cleveland 38, St. Louis 10, in the American League, New York Jets 38, Boston 28, in PBA action tonight. New York Knicks 25, St. Hawks 20 in quarter score. Chicago Bulls 110, Baltimore Bullets 106, a final. Philadelphia 76ers 67, Detroit Pistons 38. Some high cloudiness tonight, Sunday and Monday, but mostly sunny days. Little temperature change. Overnight lows about 54 degrees. High Sunday 77 degrees. It's 72 degrees in downtown Los Angeles right now. This is KBLA Information.
KBLA Super Weekend.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah! Party Medical's a Mickey's Monkey. Yeah. Hey,
8:41 KBLA when the Rolls Royce time in Southern California. Brother Harv, TCB until midnight. Eddie Neville's on TIZ for you.
If you want your little boy.
Oh, I don't think so, baby. I probably filled 3 encyclopedias. Mercy. 8:44. KBLA when a Rolls Royce time. Castaways and our thought for the day. Castaways on KBLA. Liar, liar. End quote. It's 62 degrees in Los Angeles.
Maybe a red super weekend.
Humble Harv bringing you the hits first and fast, baby. Look out now for me. Annie Miles, Eric Burden, one of the true great soul singers in Hey Jip. Annie Miles on KBLA and the Brother Harv Show. And the story of Hey Jip. San Fernando Raceway, racing every Sunday. See the world's fastest dragsters break the 220 miles per hour record. Sunday, San Fernando Raceway. In the city of San Fernando.
Riverside International Raceway saw nearly 400 competitors meet for the third annual Hot Rod Magazine Championship Drag Races. Tom the Mongoose McEwen, driving the Brand Motors Special, won Top Fuel Eliminator. Tom McEwen changed to Bardol.
The Riverside race was the first time that we'd added the new Bardol additive to the engine oil. And after the race, we made 9 or 10 runs over 200 miles an hour, and we were very pleased that the cylinder walls and pistons and everything in it looked beautiful. So we have changed to Bardol with our oil.
Bardol can protect and lubricate your car's engine like no other additive. Bardol New Formula One provides superior protection against friction and wear. Your car's engine gets thousands of additional driving miles. Bardol New Formula Two will restore pep and power to older engines and cut oil burning up to 100%. Add Bardol.
A way of life for your car's engine.
This is AirCheck.com.
You push it too hard.
The Hullabaloo Rock and Roll Showplace of the World presents the happening sound of the sea. Coming to the Hullabaloo as a special attraction this Sunday and Monday only. Join the great Neil Diamond headlining the Christmas week. Neil Diamond plus this Sunday and Monday only, the sea. The Hullabaloo is open every night for Christmas vacation with a spectacular New Year's Eve show starring the Standells and the Sir Douglas Quintet. Get your New Year's Eve tickets now and don't miss Neil Diamond and the Seeds at the Hullabaloo, Sunset and Vine in Hollywood. KBLA puts the spotlight on the superstars. Fabulous Association headlines the KBLA Super Rolls Royce Dancing Party, along with these other heavyweight acts: the Standells, the Turtles, Love, the Seas, the Count Five, the Incredibles, Music Machine, the Buffalo Springfield, Gene Clark of the Birds, the Black Sheep, and many more groovy acts. As the big day rolls closer, you can roll along with us free if you're a finalist. Just be one of the first 15 to call the super lines at the sound of the Rolls Royce horn.
Hi, this is Sonny.
And this is Cher. And we'll be seeing all the finalists at the groovy KBLA Rolls Royce party.
That's Tuesday night, December the 20th at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium as we give away the Super KBLA Rolls Royce.
See you there. Super 15 KBLA.
There's one of the few groups in the entire business that won't be there. Shadells.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Burbank, you're listening to a super weekend where you're hearing your favorite all-time oldies on the Harvey Miller Show from
Super 15 KBLA.
9 o'clock in Los Angeles. I made it this far, baby, all right? And the night is young and so are you, baby, so come on, let's get together. Humble Harbor, let's get jaggedized. Somebody needs somebody. Oh, baby, is that true? 905 KB living in the Rolls Royce time in Southern California, and I got 62 degrees outside.
Humble Harbor,
sure hope your Saturday night's making it. Mine, well, come on, tell it to the rain.
I think paper value, the Los Angeles Sunday Times is on sale now. You'll want it for its complete world news coverage. You'll want it for its wealth of unusual features, such as a story of how pickpockets are trained to prey on holiday shoppers in a special school, and a financial feature on odd lot stock trading that will open many a small investor's eyes. You'll want the Sunday Times for its four family magazines, and you'll want it for last-minute gift shopping ideas. Western America's most complete newspaper, Western America's great newspaper value, the Los Angeles Sunday Times.
KBLA Instant Weather!
Well, Los Angeles, let's check the weather together here now. Variable high cloudiness tonight through Monday with mostly sunny days, little change in temperature, overnight low near 54, tomorrow's high near 77, light smog along the southern coast, and tomorrow's high near 77, as we said. Currently 62 in Los Angeles, 58 in the valley, and 57 at the beaches. I'm gonna tell you one thing, baby, right off the wall. I'm gonna declare to the world right now, baby. You better be listening when I say, when you lose me, you're gonna lose a good thing. Some people don't know how to protect a good thing, you know that? Just keep on messing it up night after night. 9-11 KBLA when a Rolls Royce time. Super Radio invites you at the sound of the Rolls Royce horn to call either of these two numbers in Los Angeles, 849-7888. And the valley, it's 984-0000.
KBLA does it again.
One of the big time groups that'll be there, Santa Monica Civic Tuesday night. Love. Love, and she comes in colors, and baby, they'll be at the Santa Monica Civic Tuesday night.
KBLA Super Weekend.
Skip and flip, and it was me.
No, 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 no.
It was thou.
No.
I, as it were. Skipping, flipping, it was I at 9:16 KBLA with a Rolls Royce time in Southern California. Buffalo Spring for another big time group to be with us Tuesday night, December 20th, Santa Monica Civic. Great side for the Buffalo Springfield on KBLA to be with us Tuesday night, December 20th at the Santa Monica Civic.
KBLA Super
Stone. How about it, baby? You ready for your 19th nervous breakdown? Come to your 19th nervous breakdown. Stones, baby, the stones. The stones. 9:23 KBLA when a Rolls Royce time. Don't forget, tonight at midnight, the KBLA Rolls Royce contest comes to an end. And, of course, the show starts Tuesday night, December 20th. So between now and midnight, we'll be placing our last contest horn on the air, which means you'll be able to call in. So, baby, pick up on it.
KBLA Super Weekend.
It's began at Super Radio, and look out now for the Seekers. Seekers on KBLA, it's 9:25. What a Rolls Royce time in Southern California.
KBLA Super Only.
Newbies talking about bread and butter on a Saturday night. You're just 35 minutes away from curfew. No more bread and butter, no more toast and jam. It's 9:27 when the Rolls Royce time in Southern California.
Riverside International Raceway saw nearly 400 competitors meet for the third annual Hot Rod Magazine Championship Drag Races. Tom the Mongoose McEwen, driving the Brand Motors Special, won Top Fuel Eliminator. Tom McEwen changed to Bardol.
The Riverside race was the first time that we'd added the new Bardol additive to the engine oil. And after the race, we made... I think we made 9 or 10 runs over 200 miles an hour, and we were very pleased that the cylinder walls and pistons and everything in it looked beautiful. So we have changed to Bardol with our oil.
Bardol can protect and lubricate your car's engine like no other additive. Bardol New Formula One provides superior protection against friction and wear. Your car's engine gets thousands of additional driving miles. Bardol New Formula Two will restore pep and power to older engines and cut oil burning up to 100%. Add Bardol.
A way of life for your car's engine.
Mighty Medical Smoke It Abbas, come around here. I need you, baby. Got to have you.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Burbank, you're listening to a Super Weekend where you're hearing your favorite all-time oldies on the Harvey Miller Show from
Super 15 KBLA.
I got 9:30 in Los Angeles. Humble hard, baby, the boy bang burner. DC being but then. Saturday night, and hey, Joe, what you know? Going back to Kokomo.
KBLA Instant
information.
At 9:33, this is Bert Scott for your information. A research firm has verified what most Los Angeles County commuters already know. The firm Property Research Corporation said the population of the county increases on an average of 445 persons a day. Orange County plays second in net population gain with an average increase of 241 persons a day. A Glendale man was killed and his wife injured today when their automobile collided with a truck near Action. Highway Patrol officers said the car driven by John J. Randall of 1153 North Everett Street was attempting to pass another vehicle when the crash occurred. The son of an 81-year-old woman is being held in her stabbing death. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Office tells KBLA News.
Mrs. Anderson was stabbed to death and her home had been ransacked. As a result of the investigation, her son William Anderson, 52, who had originally reported the incident, is now being held on a murder charge. William Anderson lived at the same address with his mother.
More than $83,000 in voluntary contributions to aid the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra had been received by the weekend. The donations began pouring in after Philharmonic Orchestra officials issued an appeal for funds to help relieve a financial crisis. Authorities in Lincoln, Nebraska, holding four Sacramento residents in the wake of a motel gun battle in which three persons were killed. The shootout was apparently touched off when the suspected leader of a check forgery ring panicked at the approach of police and opened fire. James Francis Cardinal McIntyre has undergone a successful eye operation in Los Angeles. The operation corrected a detached retina. This is KBLA Information.
January 1st, 1967 is the date that people 65 or over will first be eligible for Medicare's extended care benefits. If you are already in a participating extended care facility on January 1st, 1967, you'll be eligible for benefits if you meet these three conditions. First, that you were discharged from a hospital on or after July 1st, 1966. Second, that you had been in the hospital as a patient for at least 3 days. Third, that you were admitted to the extended care facility within 14 days after you were released from the hospital. Medicare does not pay for personal or custodial care in an ordinary nursing home. It does pay for medically necessary follow-up care in a specially qualified, skilled nursing home after a hospital stay. For additional information about extended care benefits under Medicare, read your Medicare handbook. If you still have questions, get in touch with your Social Security office.
Major fighting is reported in the Central Highlands of South Vietnam. U.S. air cavalrymen have trapped an estimated battalion of communists. The Americans have moved in on three sides and are pressing toward the South China Sea coast. The communist death toll has climbed to 46. The cavalrymen have suffered moderate casualties. In a Washington speech, Supreme Court Justice William Douglas had some comments on the Bill of Rights.
All of us need re-education in the Bill of Rights. Students need exposure to it at an early age. Newspaper editors need to understand its history, for their editorials often show glaring deficiencies in knowledge of the background and function of this American Magna Carta. The public is sometimes so unaware of the basic guarantees that they think the judicial decision turns on whether the judge is soft on criminals or made of sterner stuff.
A bomb consisting of four sticks of dynamite and placed in a shoebox exploded at the St. Louis airport. The bomb was found minutes before it exploded on the indoor observation deck and the area was evacuated. Nobody was injured, but the blast knocked out five plate glass windows, each 20 feet high. The United Nations main political committee, representing all 122 United Nations members, has endorsed unanimously the new treaty outlawing nuclear weapons in space. In other news, a message was waiting for Fred Bartz when he got home Saturday in Kalamazoo, Michigan. It was from the police who wanted him to report to headquarters. Bartz did so and was arrested on charges of robbing a local theater earlier in the week. A South African cabinet minister, in effect the nation's acting prime minister in the vacation absence of his superiors, says South Africa will ignore United Nations sanctions against Rhodesia. In professional basketball at this hour, the National League, Cleveland 38, St. Louis 10, and the American League, New York Jets 38, Boston 28. Some high cloudiness tonight, Sunday and Monday, but mostly sunny days. Little temperature change. Overnight lows about 54 degrees. High Sunday, 77 degrees. Currently in downtown Los Angeles, the temperature is 60 degrees. This is Bert Scott, KBLA Information.
KBLA Super Weekend.
What about time sing I Want You? Bob Dylan wants you, you better go.
From the heart, KBLA.
9:41 Saturday night. That's still right, baby. Don't forget, 19 minutes away from curfew time. 19 minutes from curfew.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.